Hey, and welcome back to another exciting episode of Extra Features and Reach. We have a fabulous guest who's staying up late with me all the way from India. I would love to tell you his name, but I'm going to screw it up, so I'm going to let him do it now. His film is called Secrets, and he'll tell you, as always, at the end of the interview where to find it. Go ahead.
Hello, I hope all are doing well. I'm Utsav Prakash. I'm a writer, director, and actor based in Bangalore, India. And so Secrets is my first feature film. Yeah, we'll talk about the film and we'll let you know where you can watch it.
So let's start off the beginning. You have a lot of music in your film. I've noticed it constantly comes in, it constantly comes out. But you only have one song with words. Now, why is that? You have a lot of instrumental and one song with words. Why was that your first choice?
Actually, when we started out, we didn't have any thought of placing any music in the film. Even if we placed it, it was very minimal, because we deal with a lot of dialogues. So there are a lot of dialogues between characters in our film. And when we wrote the screenplay, there were some shots where it was written as a montage, 3 to 4 minute montage. So when we finished the film and when the edit was done, we thought it's looking silent, because in Indian films we use a lot of songs. If you watch Indian films, there are a lot of songs with lyrics and people like that. So I didn't want to keep a song and dance kind of a song where heroes and the actors and actresses dance around trees and lip sync their lines. So I'm not a fan of those songs, but the 3 minute montage was going nowhere. I mean, there was only music earlier. So we felt if maybe audience would like some lyrics or a song. So that's why we wrote the lyrics afterwards and we placed it over the music. The montage was, just to show a progression of story. The first song, it's a spoiler, but if you watch the film, the relationship develops in that song, the first song. The wife starts forgetting the past and believing in the relationship. She thinks that, okay, I can't go back to the past, so I have to invest in this marriage. So she starts loving her husband in that song. So to establish the relationship, we had a montage.
So let's get into a bit more. I mean, this is probably the first non-Bollywood film I've seen. Usually the films I see are, like you said, a lot of music, a lot of dancing with trees, a lot of relationships, falling in love. Yours is not that at all. This is very much a drama. And I would say it's much more North American film. And I didn't know, I don't need to be rude, Indian people made North American films. So where does this come from? Where does a drama come from? Because I've never seen one come out of India before.
Honestly, I love watching drama films. As a director, I also started off in theater. I started off as a theater actor. I did 2 years of theater, after that, here I met one person who was into short films. So I made a few short films, and while writing short films, I started watching other films from the film festivals. In Bangalore, there is a film festival happens every February. So I was exposed to world cinema there. And I particularly liked Iranian films. Iranian films are filled with conflicts, drama, a lot of drama. And they do a lot of films with a limited budget. So I'm nowhere connected to the film industry. I'm a complete outsider. So, one of the thoughts of writing a drama was the budget constraint. We had a limited budget to start with. So drama is something that requires lower budget. So there are no special effects, plain locations, and we shoot with actors. So that was the idea of writing a drama. So when this film started, it was more like a 45-minute film. So then I started developing characters even more, and so we gave life to each of the characters. And then it sort of developed into this three couples and their stories. Drama, I personally like watching drama, and I also like other genres like thrillers and suspense movies, but that is something I've planned for the future, once. I wanted to start with the drama because it can be done in low budget, and there is a lot of scope for acting, actors also, to express themselves through a drama compared to a comedy. Comedy also, people can act, but it's not seen by the people. They usually write off comedies here. They don't take it seriously, comedy actors. So we wanted a base for all the actors who have acted in the film. I mean, for them to get opportunities, they wanted to see their acting. So yeah, that's the reason I started off with a drama.
So let's start there. When people normally come out to films, were they expecting a drama when you were doing your casting process, or are they expecting a traditional Bollywood film?
In the casting, we had called for auditions. So we asked them to prepare a 1-minute monologue before. And so once they came in audition, and they came to the second round, and only after they were selected, we narrated the story to them. We just told them one liner before coming to auditions. So, and they were also surprised initially, like they don't expect such kind of films to be made in Kannada. The language is Kannada, which is South Indian language here. So they didn't. They were surprised initially when I narrated the story to them. But after that, they like all of the actors in the film are theater actors. So they didn't have much experience in front of the camera. So that was another challenge for us. But we mainly focused on the acting because that is what the people see. The story, the screenplay is very important. And then the acting. Because we had constraints in the budget, we couldn't do much in production design. So these two elements are very crucial, like the screenplay and acting. So we wanted good actors in these roles. So that's why, luckily they also liked their roles and they accepted to be part of the film.
Now, this was a cultural thing for me. Living in Canada, I mean, I do see typical Indian dress, but I didn't realize that some of the characters wear it all the time and some don't. Now, was that your plan to have a definite mix in dress and stuff, or you wanted to show Indian culture sometimes and sometimes just leave them in non-traditional Indian garb?
We shot this film in Bangalore, completely in Bangalore. Bangalore is a urban center. You can say when a lot of people come from different parts of India. So they speak all sorts of languages. India has a lot of languages, apart from Hindi, Kannada, Telugu, Tamil. So it's a melting pot, you can say. So we try to keep it as urban as possible. All the characters you see, the clothes that they wear at home and office, mostly similar. For most of them, whatever they wear at home, we try to keep it as real as possible. So costumes also, we sat with the actors and told them to bring their costumes initially for the look test and all. How did they look in the camera at the location, actual locations. And then we decided, so you'll wear these costumes at home and these costumes at work. And so these costumes outdoors, there are a lot of hospital scenes. And so they're what kind of costumes they'll wear there. So we tried to keep it as real as possible. We didn't rent or buy a lot of costumes from outside. It's whatever you see, most of them are actors' costumes themselves, whatever they wear in their real lives. So we use those costumes only.
Well, that cut down your cost immensely then.
Yeah, it does help in cutting down our costs. Only for the main actress, we bought some clothes. Apart from that, most of the clothes are actors themselves bought.
Now, you do a lot of acting in the film. Now, how is being an actor and a director at the same time on your first film?
It was very difficult, actually. I wouldn't advise anybody to do it maybe in the future, but it was very difficult because when I started, wanted to become an actor. So then I took to writing and then to directing. So while this film, when I had four to five assistant directors from the first schedule onwards. So they kind of helped me a lot. We did a lot of pre-production. So we decided who will be behind the camera when I'm acting. So they sort of took over when I'm acting. And when I'm not acting, I'm always there behind the camera. So we decided what kind of roles each one will play. And we planned everything in advance. As you know, we'll shoot location-wise scenes. So first location, so I shot my scenes first. So we shot totally for around 24 days. First 6 days were completely my scenes with my wife character in the film. So I wanted to finish my part and then concentrate on directing completely. It's a challenge, when you're acting and you can't, you want to look at the other actors' performance and know your own performance. So we used to go to the monitor every time and see how is it looking. We can improvise anywhere. So yeah, directors, one of the directors' important responsibilities to get best out of actors. So that is something I was concentrating on while I was acting also. So, but that is something I'll not advise any newcomer to do. I learned it while doing this film. So in my next film, I'm just writing and acting. So someone else is directing. So I want to concentrate on one thing. So yeah, it's definitely a challenge doing all the things at once.
So I want. So I'm just laughing. As a first-time director, what were some of your main challenges then to face, other than shooting at night? I know you had difficulty with. I could tell by your lighting that you had a little bit of issues with that. What other issues did you face?
Well, shooting, I mean, locations, like getting locations was another challenge within our budget. Like the first location, we had to rent for a couple of months because we rehearsed one month in that location. And then we had to rent that place, and that place had nothing. Like they just vacated at that time. The owners vacated at that time, and so we had to rent all the furniture, beds. We set up all the props around the place. So that was a challenge, and getting hospitals were also a challenge because difficult to get permissions here, and. You watch the film, there is an ultrasound scanning machine. Like, nobody was ready to give that for shooting because it's very expensive. Luckily, we found an hospital. They asked us to shoot only on Sunday afternoons. So we had to shoot those scenes only on we shot one Sunday afternoon, and then we had to wait for another week. We had to maintain continuity also there. So that was a challenge. And getting the film done, we had planned a schedule initially. Around 20 days, but we had to overshoot because of the weather. We can't control the weather. It rained. We had some outdoor scenes where it rained. So we had to extend some days. There's something called double call sheet here. Like usually the call sheet, the first call sheet is from like 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. If we exceed that, we have to pay extra costs. What is the union cost there? So it will be a double call sheet. So sometimes we had to extend the shooting times. Like sometimes we used to start from 7 a.m. and we used to end up at 2 a.m., 3 a.m. the next morning. So because actors again have to come back on the next day and location might not be available. So that was a challenge for me. That is about the production part. Yeah, those are the challenges I faced. Production.
So, did you shoot? So, you're telling me you have three different distinct couples in this film.
Yes.
And, I mean, obviously, they all intermingle at points during the film. I'm not going to say much more than that. Now, what you're telling me is you shot one couple scenes first, then you switched to a different couple, or did you intermix the couples as you went? Because obviously, you shot your scenes first. So, that's one couple. Then, the second couple, did you shoot all their scenes first?
What happened was luckily when we chose the locations, the first couple location was a 2 BHK home, two bedroom home. So while choosing the locations, we got a home which is above that home. Like the couple that we shot, my scenes were shot in the first floor, and the second couple luckily we got a home which in the second floor of the same building. So that way we reduced some cost there. We shot those simultaneously. First schedule was around 14 days, where first 6 days were my scenes, my and my couple, my wife's scenes there. And next few days went in the second floor, the other couple, second couple scenes. And the hospital was also close by the same location. So nearby location. So there we shot some scenes. So we had to plan shooting accordingly. Like the first and second couple stayed very close by in reality.
Now, in your film, you translate from English to, I think it's Hindi. I could be wrong. Or is it Diwali? I can't tell by the language. I know it's...
It is Kannada. Kannada.
Sorry, say the language again, please.
Kannada.
Kannada?
Kannada, yeah. Kannada. Oh.
Okay.
K-A-N-N-A-D-A.
Okay. So how did all this actors involved speak English or no?
Yeah, they can speak English. Yeah, they speak good English. All of them know English.
So why did you have a switch from the native Indian tongue to English sometimes? It does go in and out a lot. Mainly Indian, obviously, Canada.
Actually, I mean, in Bangalore, we sort of use English with Canada naturally. I mean, it comes naturally to us. And as time progressed, I mean, because we study Indian schools, I mean, English schools. So English is usually our second language. So first language is usually Hindi or Kannada or Telugu, whatever the state you belong to. Second language is usually English. So we are brought up with English. So most of them speak fluent English, especially city people. In rural areas, it's different. So there, English could be third language. Some places, there is no English language. So they speak their mother tongue, which is usually the regional language. So being an urban center, yeah, we usually speak both languages.
So I guess what I'm saying, if somebody watching your film would have no problems with that from India, as opposed to me, that put the subtitles on, so I had some idea what was going on.
Yeah, with subtitles, yeah, people anywhere can watch it, usually with English subtitles.
It worked well for me. Now, I found it really weird in your film that you have abortion comes up a lot. You spend a lot of time research on abortion, discussing abortion. Is this a common theme where you're from, or does this not normally come up?
I mean, it used to come up like 2 years back. There were a lot of discussions going on about a limit on abortion. Here there's a 20-week limit on abortion. It's an old law, actually. Researching about it, actually, the film kind of started from there only, like drama. Like I saw some newspaper report where so there was an article about a woman who was like 24 weeks pregnant, and she was a rape victim. So she was in a place called Uttar Pradesh in India. So she went to the husband of the child of the wife when he wanted her to abort it because she's a rape victim. So she went to the court, and the court said, okay, you can abort because it's a rare case. So they allowed her to abort. And I was researching, I saw another case in Mumbai. There was a 26-week-old woman, 26-week pregnant woman. She also went to the Supreme Court to ask for an abortion. So Supreme Court said, no, you can't abort. So the woman went there because she saw in the report that a child had a heart defect. So she wanted to abort it. So the court said, no, it's too far away from, 20 weeks is the limit, you can't abort. So I was surprised, like, why is that duality? Like, for 24 weeks woman, you allowed her to abort because it's a rare case. A 26-week-old woman, pregnant woman, why didn't you allow her to abort? I was wondering about, like, whose choice is it to abort or not? Should it be left to the woman to make a choice, or should the law be the same for everybody? I was wondering about this. So then I started writing the script. It was mainly from the pregnant woman's perspective, and then other characters emerged.
Fair enough. Now, how did that feel as a man writing about a woman's perspective? Did you have to do some research on that, or is this all from just what you feel?
It was difficult, actually. I mean, while researching the script, I went to a lot of places, spoke to a lot of women, because there's one agency, you can call it, in where I stay, they conduct classes for women, pregnant women. They like exercise classes and mental health classes. So they help women during their pregnancy to ensure that they get they have a smooth pregnancy time. So I met them, and I asked them about what do they feel during each trimester of pregnancy, and there are a lot of mood swings that they go through. So I spoke to some women about that. Adoption, we also deal with adoption here. So I met a few parents who had adopted kids. How was their experience? So I met one woman who had a child already, and she went for an adopted child again. It's a second child. So I went and asked her experience. And I met a lot of people while researching this.
So when you're doing your casting process and you gave the people the script, which you told me, were they shocked that this was in there?
Some of them were surprised, actually, I can say, like, because it's a very sensitive issue anywhere. So they were like, how will the people react to this? Will they take it or not? So there are a lot of questions they were asking. So then we told them, I mean, it happens in real life. So if it happens in real life, I mean, there's nothing wrong in showing it in film. And we are not showing the actual abortion process. I mean, we are not showing it graphically. We're just mentioning it in scenes. So then they said, okay, yeah, we can go ahead with it. There are some questions they asked, but yeah, we were able to answer them.
So is being an independent filmmaker in India, is it hard to raise funds? I mean, I get from other people in North America, yes, it is. But I don't know if India even has an indie film culture. So I'm going to ask, how did you raise your funds?
It was difficult, actually. I mean, I met a lot of people here. So they asked for the story. I narrated the story to them. And initially, they asked me to place some songs and fights and make it commercial film. So that is something we get usually, like, because they're looking at selling the film to a greater audience. So that is something they ask for, because there's something called A, B and C centers in India usually. So A center is the multiplex audience who go to watch films only in multiplexes. And B center is like single screen. There are people single screen theaters in Bangalore, urban centers, where people go and watch films. And the C centers are urban, like rural areas. So people usually go for those films where there are big stars, superstars. So they watch first day, first shows there. So they were asking, like, will your film go in all three centers? Because they were not confident of this film going to a C-class center, like in rural areas, people watching these kind of films, because there's no entertainment. They're looking for entertainment initially in the script. That's why it was difficult to raise funds. Then I posted in social media, like, I was looking for funds and making this film. So a lot of people responded. I met a lot of people there, and it was like more like crowdfunding only, but few people, like 6 to 7 people came forward and invested. And then, we were able to make the film.
That's great. Now, did your film play? Like, I mean, before it went to where we're going to tell people at the end, did you get it into film festivals? Did you get it on those rural screens? What happened to the film before it went where I saw it?
The film released in theaters here. It released in our state, Karnataka. It released in 2 cities here. It released only in multiplexes, because what happens here is, like, in multiplexes, we have to pay like some amount, like it's around 6,000 rupees per week. So for one show every day, one show every day of the week. So for 7 shows, we have to pay some 6,000 rupees here in multiplexes. And in single screens, we have to pay like 4 lakh rupees rent for 1 week. So because our independent film, we couldn't release in single screens. We released only in multiplexes. So it works on a sharing basis. So they give, for the first week, it's 50-50 multiplex and producer. And the second week, it's like 55-45 multiplex producer. So as the film runs more, so they get more profits, the multiplexes. And our film being a multiplex, I mean, usually the college going and working people usually go to multiplexes to watch films. So we release only in multiplexes. And film festival, we send it only 2 film festivals. Again, we were very short, I mean, running short of budget towards the end. So we could send it to only a couple of film festivals. So
in the multiplex, I have to ask, did you show up and watch it?
Yeah. There are people who came and watched it in multiplexes. Yeah, we met some of the people there after the screening. And we spoke to them. Some of them were surprised to see such content. Like in Canada and in Indian film generally, they usually expect in other languages or other countries, but they are surprised to see such characters here.
So how does that feel as a director, seeing your film on the big screen and people are enjoying it and they come out to talk to you about it?
It was wonderful, actually. I mean, when I first saw them, I took a photograph of my when my name came up at the end, I took a photograph, and I mean, I was just looking at them and seeing like where were they reacting, at what points. There's no comedy as such in the film, but I was just looking at the reactions. I was just looking around and seeing how they're reacting to different points in the film. So it will help me in my writing process also. Maybe next time when I'm writing, because I don't know how others will feel. So that was an experience for me. I mean, I know I watched the film with my friends earlier and what they had to say, but watching with an audience, it was a different experience. I mean, it's unbelievable to know. I mean, it's like theater, being in theater, like when you're performing in front of a live audience, you kind of see their faces and guess the reactions. So it was almost like a theater feeling, like I was watching the film.
Do you plan on bringing your actors again to the next film, or some of them back for your next film, or are you just going to start with a whole new group?
My next film, I mean, it's a thriller, actually. So I'm not sure. We've not yet started casting process. We're planning to have auditions next month. So we'll see. We'll talk to them. I mean, we'll first look at if they suit the role or not. I'll have to speak to the production house also. So we'll see. I mean, some of them might be there. But next one will be bilingual, actually, like Kannada and Telugu. Telugu is another language which is popular. Yeah. So, they wanted to plan on the casting as of now.
So you just want me to read more. That's all you want me to do in your next film.
Sorry? I didn't get you.
You want me to read more. You don't want me to take a break and understand what they're saying for a couple minutes. It's a joke. Don't worry. Okay. Now we're time for your fun questions. I'm sure you've planned immensely for them.
Yeah. I think, I mean, I just want, spontaneously, I just want to answer them. I didn't plan much.
Your favorite film?
Of all time, I would say The Apartment. I mean, that's one of my favorite films. I mean, Billy Wilder. I'm a huge fan of Billy Wilder, all his films. And I'm a big fan of James Stewart, actually. James Stewart, American actor, you might know him. He's one of my favorite actors. Like, I've seen all his films, and his birthday came up. I mean, I put up status on his birthday. May 20th is his birthday. I remember that. Like, a huge fan of his.
Your favorite thing to do in India?
Favorite thing to do in India? Watch movies with friends. I think that's something I do. And as an actor, I mean, just perform in front of the camera and explore. This is a beautiful country. I mean, I don't know if you've been to India, but it's a beautiful country. I mean, I want to travel and maybe shoot in different parts of India also.
Now, the last one is going to be a tough question for you. I've worked hard on this. One film you've never seen and should have?
Okay. Yeah, this is tough. This is a Hindi film, actually. I don't know if you know that. It's a film called Sholay. It's very popular. I've not seen that film when it comes to Indian films. Sholay, it's a cult film. It released in 1975. It has Amitabh Bachchan in the lead role. You know, Amitabh Bachchan. So he's a popular Hindi actor. I've not seen that film. It's an embarrassment to say this, but yeah, I've not seen that film. Maybe I'll see it in the near future. But that's one film I've not seen.
Okay, before I let you go, we got to tell them where to see your film. Now, I'm going to tell them now I saw it on Amazon Prime, but I don't know if it's available other places. Like, I don't know if India has Amazon Prime for the matter. So tell everybody where they can find your film.
Yeah. Film is available on Amazon Prime Video. It is available in like 160 countries right now. So I'll maybe I can share the list somewhere, or I can share the list with you. Maybe you can post it up.
Absolutely.
It is available with English subtitles. So yeah, they can watch the film anywhere. Only people in the US or other countries can actually write reviews about our film. People in India can't write reviews about the film. It's kind of weird, actually. I don't know why did they do that. Like, it's only available on Amazon.com. Like, in India, it is Amazon.in. So, I don't know.
Well, everybody, when you're going to watch this film, make sure you turn on the subtitles. Like I said, parts of it are in English, but it's mostly in Kannada. So I put the subtitles on so you don't turn it off in 5 minutes, go, I don't understand this. So thank you for your time, and you have a great evening.
Yeah, thank you so much for taking out your time and talking to us. It's a great, the first time I'm giving an interview to outside, I mean, foreign national, you can say.
Well, that's good to hear. Bye-bye. Hey, I just want to say thank you for listening to this great interview. We have more on our website at www.extrafeatures.ca. And if you enjoyed it, can you please go to iTunes and leave us an iTunes review and like us on our Facebook page? Thank you.